Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, in Mishnah Bet, we listed all different scenarios where if somebody stole something, they're still obligated to make the 4 or 5 time penalty payment in certain scenarios where we would think they wouldn't have to. But we listed them that they have to pay those 4 or 5 time payments. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about similar cases which they would not be obligated to pay the 4 or 5 time penalty when they steal. Mishnah says, Ganav al pi shenayim, v'tabach u'machar al pi edehad, o al pi atzmo, meshalem tashlume kefel. If somebody stole an ox or a sheep, 2 witnesses saw the theft. But with the slaughter or the sale of the animal, which would have turned it to 4 or 5 time penalty payment, only 1 witness or the person himself admitted it. He admitted that he slaughtered it or sold it. In that case, he would only have to make the kefel, double payment, because 2 witnesses saw that he stole the animal. But he does not have to pay the 4 or 5 time payment because the single witness who testified that he saw the slaughtering or the sale or the person's own admission would not be enough to obligate him to pay the 4 or 5 time payment. He would need 2 witnesses for both parts, the geneva and also the theft, and also the tebiha / mechira, the slaughtering or selling. Even the person's own admission wouldn't be enough for fines, even though we generally say that if a person admits something, that he would have to pay it. That's only talking about regular debts or damages. That would not apply to 4 or 5 time payments. A person's own admission would not be enough. He would have to have 2 witnesses who saw him do that slaughtering or selling. Mishnah continues, and they're going to talk about all different scenarios where we would think that a person is obligated in the 4 or 5 time penalty payment, but for different reasons, he is not. We'll start off with the first one. Mishnah says, Ganav v'tabach b'shabbat. If somebody stole an ox, or he slaughtered it on Shabbat, the reason he would not be obligated to pay the 4 or 5 time payment, even though he stole it and he slaughtered it, is because it was done on Shabbat. We know the klal of kimle bedrabamine. If you have 2 different punishments to a person that happen in 1 simultaneous action, over here, he's being mehalel Shabbat. He's breaking the Shabbat. Slaughtering is one of the 39 melachot that are not allowed to be done on Shabbat, and it's punishable by death. That's being done at the same time that he's stealing. We say only the more severe punishment applies, and that would be the death penalty for violating Shabbat. So therefore, that's the one that's in play, even if he doesn't end up getting killed. Because if the punishment technically applies, and he got out on a technicality, either he wasn't warned properly or something of that nature, that's really the one that's in play. The 4 or 5 time penalty payment would not be in play because of that rule of kimle b'derabamine, only the more severe punishment stays around. Ganave tabach l'avodah zarah, he stole an ox or a sheep, and he slaughtered it for actual avodah zarah, as part of an avodah zarah ceremony. Here as well, a person's hayav mitah, he gets the death penalty for avodah zarah, so that is what we hold on to when we say the 4 or 5 time payment does not apply. Ganav mishel aviv, umet aviv, ve'achar kach tabach u'machad, if somebody stole an ox or a sheep from his father, and then his father died. Once his father dies, he is one of the yorshin. He takes inheritance of the property, him and the rest of his brothers. And then he slaughtered it or sold it. So when he slaughtered it and sold it, it technically was his property partially. And the halakha is, if it's his property when the slaughtering or selling happens, then it's not fully asur. The only time the 4 or 5 time payment applies is when it's fully prohibited, and if it's not fully prohibited, if part of the payment or part of the item now belongs to the thief because he inherited it after his father passed away. And that's different than what we had in the earlier Mishnah, where his father died after the slaughtering or the sale. Here, the father is dying in between the theft and the slaughter or sale. Ganav v'higdish v'ahar kach tabach u'machad. If he stole the ox or sheep, then he dedicated it to the Beit HaMikdash to be a korban, and then he slaughtered or sold it. In that case, the 4 or 5 time payment would not apply, because the only time it applies is when it's owned by somebody as opposed to owned by the Beit HaMikdash. And in this case, even though you technically can't donate anything to the Beit HaMikdash if it was stolen, here, because it's not the person's property, how can you dedicate it to the Beit HaMikdash? In other words, how could the thief give it to the Beit HaMikdash if it's always the property of the original owner? You have to say that here, the original owner was Meya'esh. He gave up hope on getting the item back, and therefore, the thief technically took possession of it, then donated it to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he slaughtered or sold it. So the 4 or 5 time payment would not apply because the item, the animal in question, is property of the Beit HaMikdash. In all of these cases, Meshalem Tashlume Chefel, he only pays the double payment, Ve'eno Meshalem Tashlume and Ba'ava Hamisha, but he does not make the 4 or 5 time payment penalty to the person he stole from. What we're ending up with is that if a thief stole an animal that was already dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, then in that situation, Hachamim are telling us that the person who stole the korban would be exempt from the 4 or 5 time payment. Of course, he would have to replace the animal that he stole. And we're going to now list a different opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon omer, Kadashim shehaya be'ahriyutam meshalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. He brings up a concept of Kodashim shehaya be'ahriyutam. If a person who, let's say we have a person who dedicated an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, under certain scenarios, if that animal then, let's say, was lost, it's not his obligation anymore. He dedicated this specific animal. If that animal is not around anymore, then he does not have to replace it, the owner. But, and that's really the difference between a neder and a nedava, which we could go back to Masechet Megillah and rediscuss. But there are scenarios where he would not be hayav be'aharayutam, not be responsible for the animal. But then there are instances where a person is responsible for it. He has to bring a korban, and if he loses this one, he has to replace it. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is telling us, in the situation, if a person dedicated an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, and he did not yet hand it over to the actual Beit HaMikdash yet, but he dedicated it to, he donated it to the Beit HaMikdash, and then a thief came and he stole that korban from this person. What Rabbi Shimon says is, in that scenario, Meshalem Tashlume Arba'a V'Hamisha, the thief has to pay the owner the Arba'a V'Hamisha payment, because the owner is sort of responsible for that animal, since he's obligated to replace it if it gets lost. The thief has to pay him. It's not really the property of the Beit HaMikdash yet till he hands it over. So therefore, the thief has to pay him for his property that he stole. She'en hayav be'ahriyutam patur. But if the thief stole a animal that was already dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, but that animal would not have to be replaced by the owner if it got stolen or lost, then patur. Then the thief would be patur from paying that extra payment, since the thief did not really belong to that original owner anymore once it was stolen, because he's not responsible for it if it gets lost. Then the thief would not have to pay that penalty in this scenario.